Hello.
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 Hello, my name is Matthew West, and I'm the host of this podcast. It's called the Matthew West Podcast. I really hope you like it.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Matthew West Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew West. And as always, I really hope you like it. Thanks for joining me for a special Good Friday episode. It is Easter season. And for those who are Christ followers, for those who profess to be Christians, this is a very special season, a time where we stop, where we celebrate, where we remember, where we open our Bibles and where we give thanks for the greatest gift ever given, for Jesus' sacrifice on the cross to pay the price for the sins of the world, for the greatest gift of grace and mercy, and for the promise that our Savior did not stay in the grave. He's risen. And we're going to get to dive into that good word and that good news today in a little more detail. I'm going to share some devotional thoughts that I've written down that I hope will encourage you today. But first, I just want to say a special thank you to all of you who made the spring tour on the Don't Stop Praying tour such a special experience. I'm still catching my breath, getting my energy back from an amazing experience traveling around the country and getting to sing with you night after night. So just one amazing night after the other, and I'm just completely blown away, so just overcome and overwhelmed by the love and the support from all of you, packing out the place every night, singing your hearts out with us. And I gotta say, you know, probably one of the highlights of the whole tour was this prayer wall that we brought out on the road. And we kept it in the lobby every single night, and as people walked in or throughout the night, if they had a prayer request that they wanted to make known, they could write it down and put it on a little tag, and then there were little hooks on the prayer wall and they could put that tag up there. And it was an incredible experience to, at the end of the night, during the song Don't Stop Praying, I would have my team bring that prayer wall up on stage, because, you know, I'm on stage, and I always talk about the thought that when I'm on stage, I'm aware that I'm stepping into your story. If you're out in the audience, I get to be part of your story for one night. Just like on today's episode of the podcast, if you're listening to this, you're letting me be part of your story. And I feel the weight of that, and I want to make the most of that time. It means a lot that you'll let me be part of your story when you come to a concert, or when you listen to my music, or when you listen to a podcast episode like today's. And so I don't want to waste that. I want to make sure that I leave a positive memory, make a positive impact. Isn't that the goal in all of our lives and all of our interactions with other people? We're stepping into someone's story every time we interact with somebody, whether it's a crowd when I'm on stage or one-on-one with an individual. And yet, when I'm stepping on stage, I don't know which chapter I'm stepping into for each individual. And I talk about that from the stage. And so, selfishly, having that prayer wall come on stage, it allows me to kind of have a window into some of your worlds. And I was overwhelmed nightly as I would just take a moment with the crowd standing in front of me. And I encouraged the crowd as I read a prayer request from the wall to say a prayer for that person as I read it out. And what I read were, you know, pray for my husband who's been diagnosed with cancer. Pray for my daughter to come home and follow Jesus. You know, pray for our financial crisis that we're going through. Pray for my struggle with an addiction. I mean, it was powerful, and it was heart-wrenching, and it was real, and it was honest, and it was a whole bunch of imperfect people living in an imperfect world calling on a perfect God and daring to believe that there is power in a prayer. And so as I look back on the Don't Stop Praying tour, I have to say that was an incredibly special experience, and it felt like God was really speaking. And I say this all the time, you know, the question I've learned is never, is God speaking? The question is, are we listening, right? So I just want to say thank you for tuning in, for listening, and joining me on that tour. I'm excited to announce very soon some plans for the fall, because it was such a great experience in the spring. I got a feeling you might get a chance to see some more shows on the Don't Stop Praying tour in the fall of 2024. And Lord knows, as we head towards the fall, as we head towards this election, we need to be praying. Don't stop praying for our country, right, my friends? So, and speaking of praying for our country, I'm going to get the chance to address the nation. That sounded very presidential, but coming up on Easter Sunday, I'll be on Fox as part of their spring series. I'll be singing Don't Stop Praying on Easter Sunday on Fox. So be sure to tune in. Thankful for that opportunity. So West family's going to head to New York this weekend as I take a drink of my coffee. What else is happening? Hey, I want to shine a special light on the brand new book that just came out, My Story, Your Glory, a 30-day devotional. So many of you have shared on socials that you've got your copy, that you're enjoying reading it, and I'm so grateful for the support there. If you have yet to get your copy, here's what I want you to do today. Go to MatthewWest.com, click on the book tab, and you can order wherever you like to order, Amazon, Christian Book, whatever, and you can order your copy. You can also order a signed copy there at MatthewWest.com. The book is called My Story, Your Glory. And boy, I sure hope you'll dive into it and read it. It's a 30-day journal, devotional with some journaling opportunities there as well. So very cool stuff. A lot of response has been so great. I love reading your reviews on Amazon, and just can't thank you guys enough. So be sure to check it out. If you've got a grad in your life, we're going to create a really cool graduate bookmark that's going to go in the book. So if you got a grad in your life, we're going to do a special promotion for that. This is a great book to get in the hands of a grad. We're going to be giving it to all of my daughter's friends as a little devotional to take with them to college. Of course, my daughter is getting ready to graduate from high school, and I can't talk about it or else I'll cry. So I've been writing a song about it instead, because that's what I do, folks. So anyways, My Story, Your Glory, the 30-day devotional is available now, and I sure hope it'll bring you closer to Jesus and strengthen your faith and your relationship with the Lord. There's some really cool guided questions in every chapter to kind of help you dig in. I wrote the devotional book in the way that I like to read devotional books, you know, with some kind of thought-provoking guided questions, some time to meditate, time to write down my thoughts, and things like that. So be sure to get your copy today at MatthewWest.com or wherever you buy books. There's also an audio version of the book. Hello. Might want to check that out. I got to give a shout-out to First Baptist Dallas, who had me in on Palm Sunday. Had an incredible experience, an amazing time with them. Sang at all these services. And then we did this cool concert in the park where they walked this giant cross from the church all the way down to the park. And it was just this beautiful display of Jesus followers standing up boldly and proclaiming their belief in Jesus in the streets of downtown Dallas. Really cool experience. So shout out to First Baptist Dallas for their witness in that city, and for the opportunity to be part of their services. You know, I want to back up one second. I mentioned the prayer wall on the Matthew West, on the Don't Stop Praying tour, but at MatthewWest.com, there is a virtual prayer wall, and hundreds of people have gone on there, posted a picture, and talked about what they're praying for, and it is powerful. So, again, another reason to go to MatthewWest.com today, read what people are praying for, join them, pray for them, and then submit your own prayer requests. Would you do that today? That would be amazing. So just want to stay connected with you guys, okay? Hey, I want to dive in today since it's Good Friday, and I want to share some scripture with you, and I want to leave you with some encouragement today, just some thoughts specifically on Easter. And so I want to share with you today, the title of what I want to share with you is He Has Risen. So tune in, focus in wherever you're listening, whether you're on a run or maybe you're at work, maybe you're in your car. Prepare your heart to just receive not my words, but the promises of Scripture. And I'm praying that Easter will come alive to you this year in a special way. As we follow Jesus' path from the garden to the cross and from the cross to an empty tomb, I find a scripture that holds three powerful phrases. It seems as if the entire story is summed up by these power-packed words. Listen to this. He is not here. He has risen, just like he said. Matthew 28, verse 6. Now let's unpack these three statements today, okay? First, he is not here. The women had come to anoint Jesus' body only to find the stone rolled away and an angel greeting them saying, he is not here. Can you imagine being in that scene? Can you imagine what those women were thinking? Witnessing the impossible, the miraculous, and an angel greeting them saying, he is not here. The tomb was empty. Hallelujah. Jesus was not in the land of the dead. He was alive. Through his death, he conquered death. I'll say it again. Through his death, he conquered death. Revelation 21, verse 8 says, I am the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys to death and hell. Praise God. Number two, in that one scripture, what's the other promise? He has risen. The resurrection story is true, my friends. He told his disciples that he would give up his life but would not remain in the grave. He would rise again, and that's exactly what he did. Here was the proof. He has risen. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 and 55 say, O death, where is your sting? Billy Graham said, without the resurrection, the cross is meaningless. Our salvation is because he lives. Remember that old song? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen. The gift of eternal life is because he lives. And then finally today, just as he said. Notice that. We might gloss over that or skip past that part of the scripture, but let's be reminded today in those words, just as he said. Those four words remind us that God keeps his promises. He said he would be crucified and would rise again. He did just like he promised. So can Jesus be trusted? The answer is yes, he can. He is a promise keeper. Did you know there are 8,810 promises in the Bible? And guess what? He keeps them all, just as he said. So be reminded today, he is not here. He has risen, just as he said. This Easter, my prayer is that you will rejoice in our risen Lord and in his resurrection promise. That you will rejoice in the fact that the God you serve is not dead, he's alive. That the grave is empty, that he is risen, just as he said. Give him praise, because the God you serve is a promise keeper. He's a miracle worker. He's a way maker. I think I'm quoting a song, and that's a good one worth singing. Praise God for all he has done, and be confident in all he is going to do. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Happy Easter, my friends. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this has been a time for you to reflect on what Easter is all about and be reminded that you serve a promise-keeping, miracle-working God who loves you, who sent his only son to die on a cross for you. That blood was shed for you. He did that in the words of one of my songs. I'm going to quote it, but with you on his mind. Lastly, I want to make sure that I highlight a special song that's out right now that when I think of Easter, I can't help but think of this song. I wrote it with my friend Rhett Walker, and he released it. It's called The Man on the Middle Cross, and I want to quote some of the lyrics for you today and send you out with this. These are the lyrics. I heard the preacher talking about three wooden crosses up on a hill for everyone to see. Two sinners on the outside couldn't save themselves if they tried. All I could think is, man, that sounds like me. I've been the one on the left, full of guilt and regret, long gone on the wrong side of living. I've been the one on the right, always looking for a fight, thinking I could never be forgiven. I'm standing here today overwhelmed by grace because I know who paid my cost. Thank God for the man on the middle cross. And the bridge says this, the cross is where he went, oh, but that ain't where he stayed. He brought me back to life when he rose up out of that grave. And someday I'll stand before him and I'll see Jesus face to face. And I'll worship and adore him for a life forever changed. Because I've been the one on the left, full of guilt and regret, long gone on the wrong side of living. I've been the one on the right, always looking for a fight, thinking I could never be forgiven. But I'm standing here today, overwhelmed by grace, because I know who paid my cost. Thank God for the man on the middle cross. Be encouraged today. He is not here. He is risen, just like he said. Happy Easter, everybody. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next week.